With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump wounded today when shots rang out at his rally in Pennsylvania. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A political rally turned into a chaotic crime scene when Trump was shot just a few minutes into his speech. Blood could be seen on the former president's face as he was rushed away by Secret Service officers. The gunman was shot and killed by authorities. In a statement on social media, Trump wrote that he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear. Trump extended condolences to the family of the deceased spectator and the other attendee who was injured. He closed his statement by saying, "God bless America." Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
In the meantime, the Trump campaign says the former president is fine. He has been treated at a nearby medical facility and is now on way to a quick recovery. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden quick to condemn the shooting today.
The bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it.
All across Washington this afternoon and the early evening hours, lawmakers and officials expressing outrage over the violence today. At the same time, members of Congress also had extremely high praise for members of the Secret Service, as well as other law enforcement personnel, federal and local today, who reacted quickly and with no regard for their own personal safety. Again, former President Donald Trump has suffered a bullet wound to his right ear. He has been treated and is doing fine. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sound of church bells, a bit of an automated background noise for many, but modern communications has bell ringing now that has transmitted important information and brought communities together across Europe in the past. Now, a small school of bell ringers in northeastern Spain working to recover the entire language. Automation largely replaced bell ringers for a number of years. This is SRN News. Consumer Product Safety Commission announcing a major recall.
Due to a shock hazard, nearly 1 million power adapters sold with sound machines marketed to help infants and young children sleep are being recalled. The plastic surrounding the AC power adapter that was supplied with some of Hatch's Rest first-generation sound machines can come off when removing the product from an outlet, leaving its prongs exposed. Hatch notes that the issue only is with the adapter accompanying the impacted sleeping machines, not the device itself. Hatch is offering a free replacement adapter to customers. John Scott reporting.
Recapping now, former President Donald Trump has been shot and wounded today. Shots rang out at his rally in Pennsylvania. Trump campaign says that Mr. Trump is doing fine. He has been treated at a nearby medical facility and is out now. The shooter was killed by Secret Service members. More details, SRNnews.com.